The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Now we're going to talk about moldy basements with Steve in Tennessee. Steve, what's going on?
Oh, not much. You doing all right?
We're doing good. Tell us about your basement situation.
Well, it's actually in the house. I have a basement in my under my house, but the mold is in the house itself. Just in the different rooms, like on the ceiling, you know, like what's coming through the ceiling, you know, maybe from the attic or something like that. Hmm. And all we have as far as heat is gas heat in the house, you know, the wall heaters.
And is this something that's happening all the time, or do you notice the mold after a heavy rainfall or a particularly rainy season?
It pretty much happens all the time during the wintertime, you know.
And does your basement get wet, Steve?
No, it's not a finished basement. You know, right. It's still a lot of dirt down there. Mm-hmm. It's not blocked up or
anything.
There's
a lot of dirt down there, so it's got a dirt floor?
So which it's is probably, just like yeah. a feeding ground.
Well, it's basically a moisture generator. You're
yeah.
probably getting a lot of humidity. You know, there's the number of things that you have to do, Steve. Leslie, I think the first thing he needs to do is to reduce the volume of moisture that's getting into the house by improving the grading and the drainage outside.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can do to help you with the moisture situation inside. You want to check outside all of your gutters. Make sure that they're clean as often as you can. You know, you don't have to be on it all the time, but make sure that the gutters are empty so that when the water actually gets into it, it doesn't just sort of spill over and then deposit the water right back into your foundation area. Also, your downspouts, make sure that they deposit the water about, you know, 3 feet away from the house. Don't let it just deposit the water right again next to the foundation. And then check your grading around the area of your house. Make sure that the water is not rolling towards the house. Make sure that all of your grading goes away from the house. And you're looking for a slope of about 6 inches over 4 feet. So it's not drastic, but it's enough to get things moving away.
Okay, Steve, now inside the house, what I'd like to suggest you do is add a dehumidifier to that basement area so we're really sucking all the moisture out of that, because that moisture is what's getting up throughout your house and condensing, leaving moisture on the drywall, and that's what's giving the mold a place to basically grow. Now, with the small areas of mold that you have right now, what I would suggest you do is take some bleach, mix it up with a water solution, probably one part bleach, two parts water, and spray any place you see mold starting to grow so that the mold is killed. And then once you let it sit for a few minutes, you can wipe it off. But if you dry out your house and you don't let it build up, you're going to see a lot less of that stuff around.
All right, let me ask you this. We're checking on now about getting central heater put in the house. Like I said, all we have now is the gas.
Is the wall units. Uh-huh.
Would that help that?
It would, because it will give you a drier indoor environment. Now, these wall units, are they forced air units?
No, they're unmanned heaters. They're just infrared heaters, what they are.
Oh, definitely will make a big difference, especially if you put forced air. And it'll be less expensive than running the infrared as well. Yeah, it'll be a lot drier because you'll be pulling that moisture throughout as it goes into the heating system, it basically dries right up.
We got a dehumidifier, just an in-room, you know, the portable kind, you know, you just roll around.
Right.
But it fills up so quick, and we're gone during the week. We both drive a truck, and we can't let it run all week because when it cuts off, somebody has to empty it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that you can do is you can add a condensate pump to that. It's a small pump that will pump it out automatically, you know, or run it to a sump. But I think if you install central heat instead of the wall heaters, you're going to find it's a lot drier in the house and a lot more comfortable. Not only for the mold situation, but even for your furniture and for your personal comfort.
Right, right. Yeah, 'cause we can tell the difference in the house. I mean, just the, you know, the moisture and stuff in the house.
Exactly. Okay, Steve?
Well, I sure appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.